Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann today, we're focusing on an increase in pearlament poaching activity in the Swartkorps estuary, Kabeja. Nicky Erasmus joins us. He's the operations director from Dark Water Ops. They're a security company, and amongst their speciality is anti-poaching activity. Nicky, are we correct in surmising there's been a huge increase in pearlament poaching activity around Swartkorps estuary?
That is definitely the case, Darren, definitely the case, yes.
What are the reasons for it? When did this start, and what has been the catalyst for it?
Darren, pre-COVID, abalone poaching was on the dwindle. Law enforcement and all that put in a big effort to clamp down on it, and obviously the price, the local illegal abalone divers or harvesters that received for their abalone was very low. Then COVID came, all the borders closed, so there wasn't any abalone being exported from South Africa to the east. And once the borders opened again, there was a big demand for abalone again, and the price of the abalone then spiked exponentially from where it was before COVID, 250 rand a kilo, to now where it is 1,200, 1,300 rand a kilogram. So the price is the thing that lured all these activities again.
Now, Nicky, if we're able to recognize that there's been an increase in pearlament poaching in that area, why aren't we able to effectively police it?
There's lots of factors. I mean, there's lots of factors. Manpower, feet on the ground, budget restraints. So there's a lot of factors that hinder us to police it properly. But the people that's policing at the moment is working around the clock in order to try and make the difference.
How bad is the problem? How many poachers are we talking about? Give us an idea, Nicky.
Well, Darren, at a good night with perfect diving conditions, you're looking at in excess of 20 rubber ducks chasing up and down Swartkorps. Then you've got your shore divers that dive from shore, say, from Cape Recif area to, you call it Lorries Bay, Bushy Park, that area. There you're looking at 300-400 poachers at night. So it's a big problem, big problem at the moment.
Are we seeing any arrests?
Yes, definitely. There's lots of arrests made, lots of confiscations, and then the specialized units in the police also clamping down on the syndicate. So there is big progress happening. It's just happening slowly because of obviously investigations and budget restraints and feet on the ground. So it makes it just a little bit slower than what we would like it to be.
Nicky, and these pearlament poaching syndicates, are they all local or do they come in from elsewhere as well?
Obviously, your big kingpins is from the east. Then you get your divers, which are all over South Africa. They come in from Cape Town. They stream in from Cape Town. They stream in from Transkei, all over. So they're basically all over South Africa, where you get your coastal regions.
All right, last one for you before we let you go, Nicky. Why Swartkorps estuary? Why is that proving to be such a popular area at the moment?
Swartkorps estuary is the estuary that has got a lot of, municipal ground next to the river where these poachers use it as illegal launch site. And it's a fairly easy river mouth to exit and enter in the dark to make it safe for them to get their divers out and to bring their loot and stuff in. And as I said, all along the shores of the Swartkorps, all the way up to close to Dispatch, Perseverance, they use these municipal land next to the river to launch their vessels illegally. So it just makes it easy for them, and that's why Swartkorps is the chosen estuary to use for these projects.
Joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines, Famke de Wet, the Operations Director for the Swartkorps Estuary. Famke, thanks for your time. Abalone poaching, pearlman poaching, call it what you will, there's been an explosion around the Swartkops estuary in the last while. What are the reasons?
Hi, Darren. Mainly the reasons are lack of enforcement. There's no patrolling or eyes as such actively on the river, and therefore it's an easy escape route to sites where they then can launch from or drop off the bags of pearlman.
We identify lack of law enforcement as being a reason why there's been an explosion in pearlman poaching in that neck of the woods. When you speak to law enforcement, they cite lack of budget, lack of manpower. How do we solve that problem? Is it solvable?
Yeah, I think if you put enough positive people in the same room, we can come up with a few solutions. But from my side, it's not for us about addressing pearly poaching as such. I think that's a bigger issue. But to keep them out of the estuary is definitely achievable. And I think that can be done with things like the nighttime fishing ban that has been talked about for a long time. And with that, the boats on the river can then be addressed as not being, that they are not supposed to be there. And then they can be charged or at least confronted. Whereas when they now come into the estuary with bags on the boat, they can just drop it off and they won't be prosecuted. So if we have something in place like a nighttime fishing ban, which supports the ecosystem in the estuary, that will support, that would help the biodiversity, the whole ecosystem. But if we keep going and we just try and catch them after the fact, it's easy for them to get away.
There's damage to the estuary, the riverine environment, as well as the threat to pearlman and abalone in the area, isn't there?
Yes, it's definitely damaging vegetation on the banks. The boats up and down in the river make a noise, which has been correlated with fluctuations in the fish populations. So that means the estuary is very important for restocking the fish stock in the ocean. And if the populations are affected by the increase in boating activity, that has a negative impact as well.
You lead on to my next question, which is, why do you think the Swartkops estuary has become so popular for the pearlman poaching industry? Why that particular stretch of water?
I think it's the closest escape route from the sites where they do the actual poaching. So it's definitely like a gateway to and from the areas, and they can easily launch their boats in the estuary because there's lots of spaces that are not visible. So they can easily find launching sites where they can then launch the boats from, and then they can escape there. And they're not being chased into the river because it's an easy escape. If the boats get caught, they can just drop the bags and then they can't be prosecuted. So it's very hard to catch them on the boats, and therefore they're not being chased back all the way to the estuary. So once they escape, and it's an easy gateway to then drop off the bags to and get them in the hands of the people that transport them away.
We're going to leave it there. We appreciate you joining us, and thanks for your time on Behind the Herald Headlines, Famke.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Darren.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.